Hey friend, welcome back to another episode on the One Income Family Podcast. I am so honored to have you here with me as we tackle the uncomfortable feeling of being broke that comes with living paycheck to paycheck and on one income. I have for you today two lies that you have tied yourself to that gives you your definition of abundance. And today we are going to challenge these lies and find you your true definition of abundance so that you can find freedom and live abundantly on one income. So go grab that load of laundry and, you know, maybe even a pen and paper this time, because it's gonna get really juicy and you might wanna take some notes. So with that being said, let's get started. Hey friend, welcome to the One Income Family Podcast. Do you live primarily on your husband's income and find it hard to save or get out of debt? Are you constantly searching for ways to cut costs, live frugally, and do things on a budget? Do you have big dreams only to be stopped by overspending and loosely following your budget? Hey, I'm Molly, and I too have struggled with living and growing a family on one income. But through trial and error and a lot of help from God, my family and I have learned how to live abundantly on less. This podcast will bring you a Christ-centered, simple, and frugal lifestyle, along with how to budget so you can follow it, and time management tips that will transform your budget and your home. So go restart that laundry, grab your Bible, and let's get budgeting. Hey friend, do you want to come hang out with a group of mamas who are living or, you know, want to live on a single income just like you? Inside the free One Income Family community, you will learn how to stick to a budget so that you can save to finally go on that family vacation or buy that weekend ice cream that brings you and your family oh so much joy. You'll learn how to think frugally and cut costs so that you are buying things that last and are worth your purchase, but at a lower price. And you will do so with a group of like-minded mamas whom you can connect with, share your struggles, and receive support along the way. Join now at bit.ly/theoneincomefamilycommunity, or you can just click the link that's in the show notes. I also want to invite you to become an insider and get on my email list that I shoot out weekly emails that are going to help you cut costs, save money, stick to that impossible budget, and create a lifestyle filled with joy rather than the stresses that money brings. And that link will also be in the show notes. So if this just sounds like something that you want, if you want community to help you have the support you need to get you through your struggles, and if you want to become an insider and get more detailed information, definitely go to the show notes and join the community and the email list. All right, so with that being said, let's jump into today's training. So the first lie that I want to talk about is the comparison lie, which I'm sure you are all too familiar with, and it can be somewhat of a touchy subject, or maybe it's something you've never thought about before. I know that when it comes to comparison, my husband does it all the time, and it's just something that he sees somebody else has something nice. He's like, well, I want that. And it's not just something nice that he's like, oh yeah, they got a new house, cool, yeah, it looks really nice. No, it's something that he's wanted for a long time, that he struggles with not being able to have that himself, because he looks at how old they are, he looks at what kind of income they bring in, even though he doesn't know what their true income is. He looks at all those things and tries to decide whether or not we are in that same area. But what he doesn't realize is that the things that we have, our desires, are different than the desires that they have. And so that comparison just doesn't work, because no two families or couples walk is the same. But with the comparison lie, we think that in order to live abundantly, we have to have all the nice things. Like your neighbor that has that camper that you've always wanted, or that mom that you see wearing the clothes that you just would really like to have, but you don't have the finances to support that kind of a purchase right now. And that's okay. But guess what? You don't actually need that stuff to live abundantly. Let me say that again. You don't actually need that stuff to live abundantly. Sure, they look nice, but for how long? The trend is going to change. The world is going to say that it's no longer a style. And in how many years? How many months? When will it change? And when we tie our definition of abundance to this, we keep ourselves from actually seeing what is truly important to us and what our true definition of abundance is. Now, don't get me wrong, I love to remodel, I love to change things up, I love things new, but you can do it on a smaller price point. You can buy things that are just as high of quality at a lower price point, and it's not going to hurt your finances in the process. So I might also add that it's more functional sometimes, the things that we buy, compared to the things that you see that are this really outrageous, and I say outrageous because to me, spending like, I don't know, $200 on a pair of shoes is like crazy to me. Now, I have a bad foot, so sometimes I do have to buy those more expensive shoes, but just for a certain pair or every single time, it's a lot of money and it's an investment, so you actually have to save up for it. You can't just say, oh, look, I can get that right now. No, unfortunately, it doesn't work like that. But that's all for another episode. So one thing I want you to do is I want you to stop looking at what other people are doing and think that you aren't living a joyful life because someone else's definition of abundance is different than yours. Like I said earlier, your walk is not the same as that person on the other side of the social media account or on the other side of the driveway. And you cannot compare the things that you have with the things that they have because it's not going to be the same. The things that you can afford are going to be different than the things that they can afford. And not necessarily because of budget, but because of priority and what's important to you. Like I was saying in the previous episodes, your budget shows you the things that are important to you, your priorities, your desires as a family. And your priorities and desires as a family are not going to be the same as your friends or your neighbors or even your mom and dad. It's going to be totally different. And you have to be okay with that. So when you try to compare yourself to these other people, it's just not going to work. No two people are the same, no matter what walk or what location in the walk that you are in. It's not going to be the same. And then you have time differences. So like if you look at your parents and you say, well, my parents had this by then, they were in a different time period. So it was different then than it is now, and things are not going to be the same. Yes, you can learn from them and you can make choices based on what you know is going to work and not going to work because of what they learned. But again, it's a different era and it's a different time, and you don't know if it's actually going to be the same or not. So try your hardest to stop looking at this. And if there's one specific person that gets you the most, maybe it's time to pause looking at their stuff on social media. Instead of continuously looking at what they do and what they are doing, maybe just get off the app completely. If it's on Instagram, if it's on Facebook, just set it down for a time so that you can really sit down and find out what your true abundance looks like to you without it being clouded by somebody else's idea of abundancy. And you know, maybe even though they have these really nice things, it doesn't always mean that they are living joyfully and that they are living abundantly, but rather that they are living by the way of the world. Which that just leads into my next lie, which is that your joy is tied to a dollar amount. The world tells us that to be happy, we must have a certain dollar amount in our accounts. I mean, that's where tax brackets come from, right? white collar, blue collar, all that kind of stuff. The sad thing is we don't question it. We don't look into whether that's actually something that's a legit thing or not. We just say, okay, well, the world knows what's best, and we go with it. Instead, we just know, we think that they know what they're talking about. And we take out credit card after credit card and loan after loan until we've maxed everything out and are struggling to put food on the table, to pay our bills, to pay the debt down, and to even get it gone. And from this point on, I don't want that to be something for you. I don't want you to struggle to be able to pay for something because you have maxed out your paycheck and you are living paycheck to paycheck, even though necessarily you didn't need to. Just because the world says that you, in order to live a joyful, abundant life, have to have a certain dollar amount in your account. And it's so hard. It is so hard. We think that the middle class and the upper class and the lower class is like, it's important to be where we think we're supposed to be, but we need to just let that go. We need to just think about what actually brings us joy. We need to sit down. We need to write out what abundance even looks like for us. What truly brings us joy? And then how can our money back that up? How can it support our wants, our needs, our desires, rather than the wants and desires of the world? The dollar amount in your account has nothing to do with the amount of joy that you are living, and I want you to remember that. I want you to always remember that your wants and needs are not the same as somebody else. Again, it goes back to your walks are not the same. The comparison lie and the dollar amount in your account lies, just, they don't support anything rather than tear you down. They take that little bit of maybe joy that you found when you went and got something, and maybe it was ice cream. Yeah, it brought you a little bit of joy, but in all reality, it's not going to bring you long-term joy. And that's the way the world and the comparison lie, which really just tie in together into the same thing if you think about it. It keeps you feeling broke. It keeps you stuck thinking that you aren't going to be able to afford the next trend that comes out. And the trend is supposed to be what makes you happy, but that's not true. And I really, really, really want you to understand that your joy does not come from what you think is bringing joy to other people. Your joy is not tied to the dollar amount in your account. All that your money does for you is brings you the ability to support your wants and needs as a family. It's a tool. It's not a form of happiness. And with the comparison lie and the dollar amount lie by the world, we think that if we don't have a certain amount of money that we are not going to be able to be happy. If we are in the poor community, we can't live a happy life. But there are people in the upper class that aren't happy either. So it doesn't matter how much money you actually have. That is why it is so important for you to write down what abundant looks like for you. I know that for me, when I think about abundance, I think about being able to spend time with my family. I love to just sit down and spend time. I don't care where I'm at. I don't care if I go out and do things. I don't care if I stay home. Abundance to me just looks like playing board games with my family, going to the park, going swimming, going camping, and all of those things, they can cost money. All of those things cannot cost money too. It's a matter of mindset and how you think about it and how you look at it and whether it's going to actually get you to that abundance. My mind kind of went down a rabbit hole there. But I really want you guys to live abundantly. And you cannot do that unless you know what that means. Does that mean going on vacation? Well, you can go on a cheap vacation. You can go on an expensive vacation. You can go on a vacation that doesn't cost anything hardly at all. It's a matter of how much effort you want to put into it and how much money you want to put into it. There's so many different ranges. And it doesn't mean that one or the other is going to mean more or less. It just means that you have to decide what it is that you want. You have to figure out how much your budget can afford. And when I say budget, you guys, this is kind of a tangent. Something happened this weekend that made me really want to emphasize this. When you talk about your budget, it is not attached to the dollar amount in your account. Yes, there is an amount. Yes, there is a limit. But when you say that something isn't in the budget, it does not mean that you don't have the money. It does not mean that you are poor. It does not mean that you can't go do it at all. It just means that you have either used up the funds that you've already budgeted for that time, or you have other priorities that you don't want to spend that money on. And if somebody else tries to tell you that that's not the case, that by saying you don't have the, it's not in the budget, means that you don't have the money, that's not the case, okay? So, like I said, that's a little bit of a tangent. Something happened this weekend that really made me want to make sure that you understood that as well, because that can also tie into the comparison lie, that feeling of feeling broke. And maybe you're telling yourself that. Maybe you're telling yourself, sorry guys, had to cough there. Maybe you're telling yourself that you don't have the money and that that's what's making you feel broke. And because you don't have the money, you are comparing your life to other people and you don't have the dollar amount that the world's saying. And so you just feel broke because you can't compare and or maybe even compete. You're at this space in your mind that you're not necessarily comparing with them, you're competing with them, and you don't have the money to compete with them. Don't try to compete with them. That's my answer to that. Don't compete with other people. Compete with yourself. Figure out what it is that you want, what brings you joy, because just because somebody else has it does not mean that it's going to bring you joy. Just because somebody says that it's a trend and it's a thing that's going on and they think that it's going to bring them joy does not mean that it's going to bring you joy. That's what an influencer is supposed to do. It's supposed to influence your decision. Don't let that happen. Buy it because you want it, not because somebody told you you need to have it to have a happy life or something like that. I couldn't exactly tell you what they say because I kind of avoid that stuff, but it's the same thing. Okay, so before I go down another rabbit hole, let's just wrap up what it is that we talked about today. We talked about the comparison lie and how we should stop looking at what other people are doing and stop competing with other people and just try to figure out what our true definition of abundancy means for us and our family. So maybe that means putting down social media for a week so that you can clear your brain and stop being bombarded by all this stuff that you just normally would compare your life to. Put it down for a week, give yourself a break, and let yourself just have the freedom to really think about what brings you joy, not what somebody else thinks should bring you joy. The second thing we talked about is that your joy is not tied to the dollar amount in your account. Even though the world tells us that we need to have a certain amount to live a joyful life or to be able to afford living, yeah, there's sometimes are certain things that like, there's a limit that you can't live on. Otherwise, things are really tight and really uncomfortable, and sometimes it's even below, like, your needs, and you don't want to live that way. But when it comes to extra things that we want and extra things that we need, the world says we have to have a certain amount, and without that amount, we can't be happy, and that is not true. Again, put down the phone. Shut off the TV, give yourself a week of a detox, and just allow yourself and your family to figure out what really brings you guys joy. What do you like to do together as a family? And then allow that definition to morph your budget into what it is that is actually going to bring you guys joy. And you can use your money to live your abundant life on your own walk without comparing to somebody else. So that the next time when you see somebody with maybe a new camper, you aren't sitting there with envy and jealousy in your heart. Instead, you're like, oh yeah, good for you. Cool. You're reaching your goals. And we've got our own goals over here that we are trying to reach. And this is a goal that maybe we've just finally achieved. And you share it with the world yourself or your friends or your family. That's what you want to do. Give yourself time to detox and stop letting the world and social media like cloud your judgment and form your judgment. Find out what it is that you want to do yourself. And then when you figured out what your true definition of abundancy is for you and your family, come over and share it in the free Facebook group, my community that I've created for you guys, so that you can learn how to think frugally and cut costs, but also, more importantly, so that you can connect and share your struggles and receive support along the way so that you're not trying to do it yourself. Because when you're trying to do it yourself, it's so much easier for the world to cloud our judgment. It's so much easier for the comparison to dig in and really grab hold of us. But if we have support, if we have those others around us, then we can really dig into them and have them share with us maybe ways that they fought through it, or just, you know, just being around other people that are feeling the same way. I know that helps me out a lot. So that's why I've created this group, so that you can come and share your struggles and your wins and all of that kind of stuff. Come over to bit.ly/theoneincomefamily, or just go check it out. The link is in the show notes. But I also, before I hop off, I want to invite you to become an insider and get on my email list. I shoot out weekly emails that are going to help you cut costs, save money, stick to that impossible budget, and create a lifestyle filled with joy rather than the stresses that money brings. You can sign up also in the show notes. I'll put that link in the show notes. So definitely come over into the Facebook group so that you can get that support, and then sign up to become an insider. All links in the show notes. Hey friend, I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I pray that it inspired you into action. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with that friend who also lives on one income and wants to learn how to live abundantly on less? Also, please leave a quick review for the show. It lights me up to know this podcast is helping you, and it helps get the show out there to other mamas in need. All right, well, it's time to go play with the babies, so I will meet you back here on Tuesday for another episode. Peace and chicken grease, mama.